Yeah. Let's go. One last time, let's sing it.
More love. All I need is more love. All you need is more love. Keep screaming more love, baby. More love, baby. More love. All I need is more love.
When the world is dark and divided, the only way to evolve into the light and unity is through love. Love is what heals hearts and brings communities together. This is the More Love Movement. We believe in connecting with others, healing humanity, and living through love every moment of our life. We always remember that when hate is loud, love must be louder. Wear our clothes as a reminder that we are the people who love anyways. Shop now at www.morelovenation.com. This is the More Love Nation show with Isaiah Soul.
Episode 12, September is Suicide Month.
If you feel you are meant for more, but you feel you are stuck, lost, empty, unhappy, uninspired, angry, or simply tired, but lack the right tools, mindsets, and connections to cultivate infinite love, happiness, creativity, and power. Welcome to the More Love Nation Show, your guide to cultivating more love, increasing happiness and creativity, and tapping into your superpower with the right tools, right mindsets, and right connections. This is Cultivating Love the Way It Should Be, brought to you by our host, Isaiah Soul. Hey, More Love Nation, welcome back to the one and only show that brings you tips, tricks, and guidance from experts on how to cultivate more love into your life, increase creativity and happiness 7 days a week. I believe that living through love is the only way to heal humanity. If you want to be more involved in the More Love Nation movement, join the More Love Nation Facebook group, subscribe to my Isaiah Soul Patreon page, or donate and or shop at www.morelovenation.com.
What's going on today, guys? Today I want to talk about suicide. September is Suicide Prevention Month. It's a tough topic, and I know this has affected millions of people. I myself have had family members that have attempted suicide. At one point in my life, I was definitely had suicidal thoughts. Never have I attempted suicide. From my field of working in the field of addiction, I learned about suicidal ideations and how common they are. I've learned that suicide is highly correlated to addiction and mental health. And it's a very serious thing that we need to have more compassion towards. Here's some quick stats on suicide from the Depression Project. We lose over 800,000 people per year to suicide. It is the 10th biggest cause of death worldwide. 10. Two of the leading factors that contribute to suicide are isolation and feeling like a burden. Speaking up when suicidal isn't attention seeking. Having mental health issues doesn't make you weak. Here are some things and statements and feelings that lead to people to be aware of, to be concerned. When people are saying, I am alone, I feel alone, I am a burden, I feel like a burden, things will never get better, my life is hopeless, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a loser. I'll never make it. I'm worth nothing. These are the thoughts and words that come out of people's mouths when they're experiencing suicidal ideation, suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, addiction. And we must learn not to judge these people. You know, I've heard of people say, oh, it's selfish to kill yourself. And it's like, maybe it is, but at the end of the day, what does saying that have to do to help anything? When people say stuff, a lot of times when they think they're helping, it's really just problem. It's increasing the problem. It's creating more negative energy. Like, stating the obvious is not solution oriented, okay? Telling someone or making a statement that killing yourself is selfish adds no value. Even if you believe that's true, and even if we want to sit here and debate that, it's pointless because it's not compassion driven. It's not solution driven. It's not love driven. What is love driven and compassion driven and solution driven is help that person find the root problem of why they feel that way and offer them avenues. Whoops, sorry, I have music playing right now. It's finding avenues for them to get solution, to seek help. A lot of times, poor support systems is a huge thing that leads to people because, like I said, like the stats said, isolation and feeling like a burden. People that are isolated and feel like a burden a lot of times don't have a strong support system. And support system doesn't necessarily have to come from your family, because sometimes these individuals come from broken homes where their family shouldn't be their support system. Maybe they were abused physically, sexually, emotionally, and their family is all active drug dealers or in addiction. Like, is it cool to have family to support you as a support system? Yes. But sometimes a professional support system and a community-driven support system is the answer. Sometimes it's a mix of both. But we need to come at this with language that is less negative and problem-focused and judgmental, and language that individuals that have suicidal thoughts or are attempting suicide need help. And our job is to show them compassion. I mean, how could you not understand? Like, if someone feels like life is so painful, that it's so shitty, and there's such a burden, and they have such a view that everything's hopeless, you should feel sorry for that person. You should want to help them as any way as possible that's solution, compassionate, and love-driven. Why would we not want to help that person get out of that? No one wants to feel that way. And yes, do most people probably have never experienced that extreme? Maybe, but at least you could try to have some compassion to look at your worst feeling of your day ever. And even if you never thought of being suicidal, you've probably thought of, like, fuck my life, fuck this day, fuck this week, I don't want to do shit, god dang it, I hate my life, screw this person, screw that person. Like, we've all had negative thoughts. And even though most people haven't had suicidal thoughts or even attempted suicide, you should at least understand how someone, like a person that doesn't experience mental health or addiction or depression or any sort of mental health issues throughout their life, can have some compassion how someone who has all that could be at that extreme. And I think the root problem of all of this is a lack of compassion. We need to practice compassion more. We need to be able to care about someone who's a stranger. We need to be able to not judge them and come at it with complete love and service of, like, how can I help this person? How can we help them? How can we uplift them to make them realize that they are not a burden, that they are not alone, that they are not worthless, that they are a human being that can get out of this situation and have a life that they feel happy and joyous and free. Does it mean they're gonna feel that way all the time? No. Depression is real. Mental health is real. Addiction is real. It's something that the individual is gonna have to learn to deal with the rest of their life. but they can learn how to deal with it so they don't actually kill themselves or attempt to kill themselves. Or if they have suicidal thoughts, they know they can ignore them, and they know they have solutions and actions and people that they can talk about every time it comes up, so they don't go to the extreme behavior of isolating and actually feeling like a burden and holding on to that suicidal thought where they didn't actually make a suicidal attempt. And this is so important because every single one of these people is a family member to someone. They're a loved one to someone. They're a father, they're a son, they're a daughter, they're a brother, they're a partner, they're a child. They're a human being that has people that love them. And we need to come at this with way more compassion than we have been. Way more. We need to take our own inventory to be like, how have I judged people? How have I judged them? How have I tried to act like I'm better than, or I'm more righteous than, or they're so selfish, or poor them, they're just attention seeking. Like, that's so hurtful and not helpful. And we've all been guilty of this. I have. Anything that I say on the show, I'm guilty of. But I also am someone who strives to be in the solution. And this episode could go on for a long time. And I even would like to get people on the show to talk about their personal experience with suicide, or people that work in the field of addiction, because it's so real. And it's so sudden and so sad. I know people that have killed themselves. And it's a really sad thing to go to someone's funeral that is so young, 18, 20, 22, 25, 30, that had so much going for them. And they just couldn't see it. And it's no one's fault when this happens, okay? Well, I'm not here to blame people. I'm not here to blame family members that, or me or anyone else. But wouldn't we rather say we did everything we could for that person and it didn't work out? I'd rather that we have that than a world full of people that are killing themselves. 800,000 a year, top 10 leading cause of death. And that number could go way down if we implement love, compassion, and healthy solutions to help these people. If we can live in a world where we do our best every day to bring awareness to these issues, to this issue, and bring more love and compassion. So I challenge everyone out there to focus on the solution, to listen to people when they have a voice, when they're reaching out for help. To not judge them, but actually listen. And if these words are coming out of people's mouths, if they say, I feel like I'm worthless, I am a burden, I am alone, no one loves me, I am lost, I don't know how to get help, I might as well just die, this world would be better off without me. Those are cries for help. Then our job is to get, when that person reaches out, to say, hey, I'm here to help. Where you at? Let's talk. Let me come over. Let's get some coffee. Let me come to your place. Let's go talk to some professionals. I can bring you to this place. That's what our job is to do, is to help that person get out of isolation. Let them know that they are a beautiful human being. Use positive language. Like, you are not worthless. You have worthy. You have purpose. You are loved. You can do this. I can help you. We can help you. And show them the path. At the end of the day, at the same time, if someone's not willing to do anything, there is nothing you can do. There are cases where no matter how hard we try, someone is just not going to get it. That's what makes this even more sad. But we have to understand that we can't give up. We have to look at every person and have hope that they can change. And no matter how hard we try, there's always going to be some that never get there. But our job is the effort. Our job is the positive, loving, compassionate, solution-oriented language and actions to help them. And that way we know that if something doesn't work out and that individual decides to end his life or her life or their life, that we know we did everything we could. But along the way, we could save millions of lives. Millions of lives by doing this. And it's not about the number either. It's about the attitude and the change of consciousness that we actually can care about these people, even if they're not our family or friends, even if they're strangers. That's the root problem, is lack of compassion. That's a conscious issue in our society. And everything that I'm talking about really is, when it comes to lack of compassion, is a conscious issue. That we are so detached from each other as human beings that we don't even care. It doesn't mean anything to us if someone kills themselves and blows their fucking brains out. Everyone should care. But until it happens to you in your life, you have no idea how impactful this is. And no one should have to bury their child. No one should have to bury their mother this way. No one should have to bury any human being because we could have done more to help that person realize that there is help out there, there is solutions, and they have worthy. They are a human being that's worth love. So, again, September is Suicide Awareness Month. There's a lot more stuff I could have gone into this on this topic, but I just kind of want to talk about it from a general macro lens. I think I want to get more people on the show to talk about some more specific micro stuff about what communities and organizations and people can do. I kind of talked about macro stuff, but I really think this topic needs to keep going, coming up, moving forward, and about how we could do, what are some very specific things we can do. For example, there's a suicide hotline where it's a text. I used to have the wristband. I forgot the number, but it's a number that anyone can text when they're suicidal. And people are like 5 times more likely to text than make a phone call. So just that simple thing of what's a suicide hotline number and letting people know that, making that awareness. Because people are 5 times more likely to text than call when they're seeking help. Little stuff like that. So thank you guys for listening. If anyone wants to talk about this and come on the show, I'm very open for it. If you guys have any suggestions on what micro topics on this that I can speak on to help, I know this is a macro thing and it's a short conversation that I had on the episode today, but I felt like it was worth talking about. And to wrap everything up, everything I talk about on this show is rooted in love, and love is rooted in compassion, and compassion is rooted in not judging, and it's solution-oriented. How can we love people, be more compassionate, take solution-oriented actions, and loving, compassionate, positive language when helping people? Thank you guys for listening. Have a great day. Thank you. That's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Your energy fuels the fire for my soul. If you want to be more involved in the More Love Nation movement, join the More Love Nation Facebook group, subscribe to my Zaya Soul Patreon page, donate and or shop at www.morelovenation.com. And always, always remember, when hate is loud, love must be louder. Wear our clothes as a reminder that we are the people who love anyways.